A morning speech at the convention center was the first time Obama had appeared in Milwaukee since his campaign began. He spoke to several thousand people, young and old, male and female, and a variety of races. The African-American senator from Illinois made a pitch for unity.
Across all the divisions that have been set up for us, the racial divisions and the religious divisions and the regional differences and the party divisions, if we could say all of us, black, white, Hispanic, Asian, Native American, old, young, rich, and poor, Democrat, independent, and Republican, if we could come together and say we're going to put an end to the special interests that dominate Washington.
If Obama captures the Democratic primary on Tuesday, it would be a rare win for an African American on the ballot in all 72 counties. Milwaukee State Representative Barbara Tolles is an African American who says she chose Obama over Hillary Clinton not because of race, but because of Obama's vote against the Iraq War. Tolles says the Tuesday ballot will be a test of whether voters in the Democratic primary are colorblind.
That remains to be seen. I'm hoping that he can do well. If people look at his credentials, he's a Harvard graduate. He's someone who was in the state legislature in Illinois for 8 years. So you have to look at that and then take a look at his voting record.
Tolles says she also likes Senator Clinton, who would be one of the relatively few women to win a statewide contest in Wisconsin if she takes Tuesday's primary. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.